This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Corey Davis of Verizon. Corey, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, Donnie, it's my pleasure. Great to catch up with you again.
Well, Corey, I know that with Verizon, you guys are always moving around trying to help out public safety in different places. And I hear there's some sort of small football game that may be going on in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we got the big game happening next week. We've been thinking about this game for a while now. Actually, Verizon, when we have a big game like this, we actually start preparing about 2 years in advance. So
wow.
we're done with this year's. We're in the midst of Phoenix for next year, and we're already thinking about the Las Vegas Super Bowl.
Wow. Okay. Well, impressive. So what kind of things are you all doing in LA?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, when it comes to Verizon Frontline, we've done a lot to, build out our 5G network there. So overall, our team has invested over $119 million in capital investments around the stadium. So as you may remember, back in 2019, Verizon deployed 13 NFL stadiums with our 5G ultra wideband coverage. Today, that is up to over 25 stadiums and 90% more than 60 sports and entertainment venues across the country. So we went from 13 NFL stadiums to 25 NFL stadiums, and then more than 60 sports and entertainment venues across the country. So we're really excited for not only the general public, but public safety to be able to experience this great new 5G technology.
Okay, all right. And yeah, that was one of my questions was, you mentioned Verizon Frontline, but this $119 million, that isn't just limited to public safety related communications.
Correct. No, yeah, that's the general public, and then obviously public safety would be able to take advantage of that those investments as well.
Okay. So are you all going to have now are we talking more towers? Or more cell sites or command centers? What kind of things are you going to have out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So around SoFi Stadium, the campus. And also around the Hollywood Park is where we put a lot of our investments. Mm-hmm. So part of that investment, we built 169 new small cells. We put up 4 new macro sites, and we did 24 new in-building systems across that area. And then from an in-building perspective, we put up over 472 new 4G nodes across multiple different high traffic, high density areas across the LA area. Okay. And the great thing, Donnie, I think the great thing too that I want to note is when we leave, all that technology, all that capital investment, that all stays in Los Angeles. So we don't pick it up and take it with us and move it on to the next one. We leave it there. Obviously, knowing that Los Angeles is a world city, we have a lot more events coming in, like the World Cup. We have the Olympics. So Los Angeles is going to be set up for years to come for not only public safety, but for that fan experience and those coming into the city who experience this new technology.
Okay. And you mentioned ultra wideband. Can you clarify for people who may not be familiar in terms of which parts, what spectrum do you use for ultra wideband versus, say, your nationwide coverage?
Yeah, absolutely. So think of 5G ultra wideband. It's the massive capacity, right? It serves for the platform for all of our innovation. I would say, for some of the more techie folks out there, everything, above 1 gigahertz, anywhere from 1 gigahertz up to 38 gigahertz is in our ultra wideband spectrum. We have, C-band in there. We also have millimeter wave spectrum, and we're able to couple all that into our 5G ultra wideband offering.
Wow. And I haven't gotten to play with anything with ultra wideband. What kind of speed differential can people see?
Yeah, it's massive, right? We're seeing, today, for good 4G speeds, you can get, 80 to 100 down. We've been doing a lot of testing inside the stadium, outside the outside of the stadium, and we've seen speeds from anywhere from 2 gigs to 4 gigabits per second.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that during the game that you're seeing those speeds, or is that testing with people?
So we did some testing during the divisional or the playoffs a couple weeks ago, and we were seeing those types of speeds during the game while the game was going on, upwards of 2 gigabits per second.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Absolutely. And think about that, Donnie. It's a game changer with a stadium full of fans, and in today's world, you know, there's a huge appetite for video. There's a huge appetite to upload that experience. So we're really excited about some of the things that we've been seeing right off the bat.
Okay, and those speeds, are those speeds that everyone's getting, or is that something that only the public safety people are getting because of, you know, prioritized access?
No, so that's, yeah, anybody that has the hardware that picks up the 5G, so if that's got a 5G ultra-wideband radio in it that mm-hmm. picks up C-band or millimeter wave, they'll be able to take advantage of that.
Okay, all right. You know, in terms of public safety that's working at this game, do they get priority on those bands, or is it still a little early and that's only really on the 4G stuff?
Yeah, so they do get priority on the ultra wide band today as it stands. Now, if you think about it, you know, the pipe is so large, the capacity is so massive.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to say there's not a need for it, but definitely the way our systems are set up today, that we do still offer that priority and preemption for our 5G services.
Okay. All right. And the reason I bring it up is, you know, given that kind of bandwidth, I would think they really don't need to compromise on any streaming video, right?
Right.
There's enough there for them to actually let everybody stream video back to the command center at a pretty high def.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, think about it, Donnie, too. Some of the things that we're going to be able to do, you know, down the line when we have, you know, a 5G standalone core, you know, things like network slicing, right? So mm-hmm. we're going to be able to dedicate and allocate sections and slices of the network for public safety so that they can use it, right? Use it for command centers, use it for video. You know, think of it as almost like quality of service on steroids.
Well, I've been incredibly excited about network slicing. And just to clarify, you're not saying that that's going to be available, you know, this week?
No. This is we're talking into the future here. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you when... Yeah, please let me know when that does happen, because that has been the one thing of 5G that I've been super excited to actually see in action, and I think it could be a real game changer.
Absolutely. We're excited for it, too.
Okay, well, so are you all in L.A. right now getting ready then?
Yeah, so we've been on we've been down there for a few weeks. My team specifically, so the Verizon Response Team, has been supporting the Verizon Frontline Command Center and multiple command centers, EOCs, JOCs across the LA County area. So we've been making sure that they have reliable communications, they have mission critical communications, they have resiliency and redundancy. Plenty of failover and backup options. As you know, communication is key for public safety. So we're helping them build in layers of resiliency and redundancy, so that, you know, we can do everything we can to make sure that our network stays up at 100% during this week.
Well, it's incredibly important. And, you know, the security around that's got to be pretty thorough.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, hey, Corey, congratulations. Good luck this weekend, and hope to see you soon.
Hey, Donnie, yeah, I think I'll see you in Las Vegas here in a few weeks.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Donnie.